Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me for the broadcast today. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for our time together, and Lord, I ask you for your anointing, the quickening of your spirit to strengthen, to give us clarity of mind, purity of heart, strength of hands, firmness of feet and our step, that we can be fully shod with the gospel of peace, the preparation of peace, to be able to declare the power, the truth, the glory of your word to all who have ears to hear. Lord, the time is short, and we thank you that you've chosen us, your hands, your feet, your mouthpiece to this generation, and thank you for your anointing, your enabling, your equipping, that we can be all that you desire us to be in this hour. Thank you for ministering to needs spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and circumstantially in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen and amen. On yesterday's broadcast, actually the last two broadcasts, I've been beginning to share a message from the book of Judges, chapter 6 through 8, an episode in the life of Gideon, who was one of Israel's judges. And what we have seen thus far in the scripture is that Israel had done evil in the sight of the Lord. This was a pattern throughout the entire book of Judges. God delivered them into the hands of Midian for 7 years. They were cruelly oppressed by the Amalekites, by the Midianites, the children of the east. It says they came against them. They just literally destroyed all their crops. Every time they sowed, there was famine. They were greatly impoverished. And finally, after they had endured such sufferings, finally they called out unto the Lord, and God sent them a prophet, as we see in Judges 6, verse 8, it said, the Lord sent a prophet, he's not named, unto the children of Israel, and said, I've done all these things for you. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. He said, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you've not obeyed my voice. And beloved, one of the problems that Israel faced is that once they began to prosper, they forgot God. They were materially blessed and felt as if their own hands had done this, and as a result, their hearts were far from God. They may have served Him with their lips, but God said through the prophets, your heart is far from me. We see so many examples throughout the Word of God. Looking just to the Old Testament, in chapter 25 of Numbers, it says, Israel abode in Shittim, and they began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And as a result, Israel became joined, if you will, with Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And what actually happened when the word of the Lord was given that in order to turn the fierce anger of the Lord away from Israel, Moses said unto the judges of Israel, he said, slay ye every one his men that was joined unto Baal Peor. And it actually said that at that point in time, one of the men of Israel came and brought a Midianitish woman in sight of Moses and in sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They went into their tent, and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, who was the son of Aaron the priest, saw it. He took a javelin and thrust them both through. And so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And this was God's remark and his opinion of Phinehas. He says in verse 11, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume them not in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Praise God. And unfortunately, we have come into an hour and into a time in which the leadership, in many cases, has turned their eye, they're winking at wickedness. What has become evil, what is evil, has been called good, and what is good has been termed evil. And beloved, because we have forsaken the Lord, all manner of evil and wickedness, destruction and devastation has come upon us. I get a lot of emails and from friends across the nation in terms of things that are going on. And beloved, this ministry has been on daily radio for over 50 years. Brother Glass started in radio broadcast ministry as well as the ministry in 1965, and we have been devoted to preaching the whole counsel of God. God has many different ministries in the body of Christ. I do not make political statements, unlike some ministries who are devoted to interpreting end time prophecy. You know, is the Antichrist alive today? And is he Jewish? Is he Islam? Regardless of his identity, that is not the calling that God has placed on this ministry. It is to preach the word of God, because, beloved, while all these things are important, we need to understand what our adversary is doing. We can't put our heads in the sand. Yet our focus needs to be on what God is doing. We have to be aware, even as Elisha prayed for the eyes of his servant to be open to see, that even though they were surrounded on all sides, the mountains were filled with the chariots of the Lord. The eyes of the servant's eyes, that young man's eyes, were open, that he could see that more are with them than those who were against them. And the same is true, beloved, today. I don't care how bad it looks, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Having said all that, I want to share a portion of an email that I got recently. In fact, just last night, and my blood has been boiling and I've been spitting tacks as I read it. I could not believe it. And basically, and you can confirm this on the Jews News website, the Southern Baptist Convention has launched a mosque building program to promote religious liberty and a general sense of niceness. I was sharing this with a friend, and he shared that he was talking to a brother. He was Special Forces. He said, "Don't call me nice. Do you know what nice means?" And I actually had to go and look up the word. Not in today's contemporary sense, nice has positive meanings, but the obsolete or archaic sense of it means ignorant or foolish. That's exactly what it means, or wanton. That was the original sense in the Latin and the Middle English. That's what nice originally meant. And so, for this intent, this entire Southern Baptist Convention is beginning a Mosque Across America Building Fund. I mean, you think you've heard everything? I mean, it staggers the imagination. It just boggles the mind that this is what a Christian denomination is choosing to do. According to Islam, when a mosque is built, it means taken territory. And there was a picture on that website that this mosque under construction is being brought to your neighborhood by the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm just going to share a little bit. The basis for this is a love for religious liberty and, quote, a God-given right of anyone, I'm quoting now, to worship any God anyone wants to, including Allah. These words are from Dr. Russell Moore, who is the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Committee, the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm quoting his words: "The time has come to show true American Christian love for our openly Allah-worshiping neighbors. When it comes to religious tolerance and enabling people to do what they feel right, listen to this, regardless of anything that any particular God or Bible has said on the matter, it's time for us as good American Baptists to put our money where our mouths are and to help our Muslim friends build mosques that they need." End quote. When asked if he saw any contradiction or problem with a Christian denomination actually funding the construction of buildings meant to actively promote worship of a false god and warfare against the true God and his people, Moore seemed unconcerned. And I end with this final quote: "Oh no, there's nothing to worry about there. This is America. That's from the Jews News website. You can check it for yourself. I've been beside myself ever since I've read this. You know, it's one thing in the name of compromise and being liberal and loving to just accept all people regardless of what kind of lifestyle they may be living, but it's an entirely another thing to actually fund, to use Christian monies to fund and promote that which is against the worship of the one true God, which is Jehovah. There is only one God. His name is Jehovah. He is the Lord Sabaoth, Jehovah Elohim. Beloved, that is the God of the Bible, the God in which we serve. And beloved, there is so much deception coming today. There is so much confusion. Beloved, entire denominations, some Christians just don't get it. They don't have eyes to see. To me, it is absolutely overwhelming and appalling. And that's why I spend the time on this broadcast sharing the Word of God, encouraging you to have a personal, intimate relation with the Lord Jesus Christ, to study and know the Word of God, because you won't be deceived. You don't have to be college educated. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to be intellectual. A child, though, will not err in the way, the scriptures say. But if we will allow God's Spirit to plant His heart's desires, His principles, His ways in our heart, we will not be deceived by the confusion and by the anarchy of this. Oh, I've never seen. I mean, I'm getting up in years, I admit. But what we have seen in our lifetime, it just staggers the imagination. It's appalling when we see what so-called Christians are now doing in the name of the God of the Bible. Beloved, there's a remnant. This is a time of choosing whose side are you on, just like Eleazar. Like Moses said, when the golden calf was being worshipped, who is on the side of the Lord? Beloved, this is a clarion call to make your calling, your election sure, and to know what the Word of God says, and not to be among the multitudes that are willing to compromise, to appear to be loving. That's the aim of the whole end time scenario, the one word religion. Let's all come together in the name of love and universal brotherhood. Beloved, that is opposed to the teaching of God's Word. I could go on, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Join me tomorrow at this same time. I love you. God bless. And until then, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,